General election ballots arrived early in the mailboxes of Hawaii voters. It's the countdown to the big day. We have with us Jerry Burris, a former political reporter and editorial page editor for the Honolulu Advertiser, to talk about what's at stake come November 3rd. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Now, the big news this week, the results of a poll that show mayoral candidate Rick Blangiardi in the lead.
Oh, yes, far in the lead. This is, you're talking about the Civil Bee poll.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers are such that it'd be hard for Keith Amamiya to make them up. Although there's about, I think, 19% undecided, which if they all broke for Amamiya, then it could be a race. But it's looking kind of doubtful at this point. We're going to see a lot of spending and a lot of last-minute, almost hysterical spending in the last couple of days trying to turn that around.
Big media blitz.
Yes, a huge media blitz.
Now, I think the Star Advertiser had a story about how the city clerk says that a lot of the ballots have already been returned, and it's a pretty high amount.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I think part of that is, you know, the national news is telling people, get your ballots in early because who knows what the post office is going to do, or there could be, you know, some problem here and there or something. So everyone is jumping on the bandwagon and getting it in. The other thing about that, though, besides just concerns that the ballot not might get in time. The second thing is at least in the big races, I think most people have made up their minds, certainly in the presidential race. You'd be hard-put to find someone who's still trying to decide whether they want Trump or Biden. You know, I don't think so.
Well, I know in the Honolulu mayoral race, I have yet to cast a vote. I can't make up my mind, so I'm part of the undecided.
Well, that's why there's 19% undecided. That's fairly high number at this late stage in the go, you know, to have, you know, about a fifth of the voters still trying to decide. And that's, I think, because neither Blangiardi nor Amamiya have any kind of a public record, you know, political public record for people to kind of base their judgment on.
Yeah.
A and B, technically they're both nonpartisan, so that people can't just reflexively vote Democrat or Republican if they don't have any other way to decide.
It is curious because they are two neophytes. You know, and if you look at the races for the Honolulu City Council, we already have a number of veteran politicians seated on the council, and there may be a few more that may be added to the mix.
There may be a few more. It's going to mean, I haven't added up the years, but if you added up the years of, let's assume for the moment that, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, but assume that Willie Aspero prevails over Augie Tuba, and Calvin Say is already in there, and Andrea Tupola is already in there. Are you going to add up the legislative experience of Ann Kobayashi already on the council? It's going to be over 100 years of political experience packed into the council.
Right, and you've got Councilmember Carol Fukunaga, who was a state lawmaker, and she walked over across the street.
That's right. So, I mean, you have, let's say there's more than 100 years or 120 years of political experience in the council facing 0 years of political experience in the mayor's office.
Yeah, it's going to be
make for some fun, I think.
Yes, it's going to be an interesting Honolulu hale to be covering if you're a journalist, I must say.
Now, I don't think the candidates have really been pushed to the wall about who they favor for mayor or who they would support, and so that's going to revolve once everyone gets in there and the factions line up and they decide who they belong to, and then we'll see whether the mayor has enough of a majority to get anything done out of the council.
And we also have the interesting dynamic of gender because we do have a Heidi Tsuneyoshi over on the North Shore.
Yep.
And if in the Kailua race, if Esther Keina gets in over Greg
Phelan. She's looking ahead in the polls, too.
Yes. So you may have predominantly more women on that council.
I think it's about time, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. This is the year where women, the anniversary, the 100th anniversary of the women's right to vote. So it would only be fitting.
I mean, it's not that the men haven't had their shot, you know.
Yes, and, you know, we have had a female mayor with Eileen Anderson.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, actually, if you talk about Hawaii, and at one time we had female mayors in all four counties at the same time.
Yeah, that's
stunning. We had a female lieutenant governor running for governor, you know, legitimately with a good shot at it. We had female members of Congress and a female senator. So Hawaii has a long record of gender fairly even gender voting. So time for the council to catch up with the rest of it.
Yeah, and we did have a Republican female governor, so that's another first.
So yeah, so I think Hawaii, in terms of gender voting, is fairly, you could say it has a fairly good reputation. And it'd be interesting if the council turns out to be predominantly female, whether that changes anything.
Right, and we'll have to be watching to see how well they work with the new mayor, whoever that happens to be.
Yeah, the new mayor, whoever Rick Bongiardi happens to be.
Now, what about the ballot initiatives?
Oh, boy. No one pays any attention to those. But, you know, I think in some way there should be more attention paid. I mean, a lot of them are housekeeping or ministerial. And, you know, shall the Department of Agriculture have blah, blah, blah or something? Or, you know, very kind of just tinkering with the edges. But a couple of them on Oahu, on Maui, and elsewhere reflect really sharp, you know, big problems that they're trying to solve. I mean, you look at Oahu. They have two on the Ethics Commission. One is that they can control their own budget, and one is that their appointees will not be locked into the civil service system. Well, that's a direct result of the fight that went on about between the Ethics Commission and the mayor's office and even the council to some degree over, you know, the Chuck Tato at the Ethics Commission was starting to really go after people. And so the first thing that happened is his budget was yanked, and he was put on a short leash. And so this is a reaction to that. The other one, obviously, is term limits for city prosecutor. I mean, people realize that Keith Kaneshiro was getting so locked in that he was going to be prosecutor for life. So it makes sense that they put term limits on him on that office, just like they do on the mayor's office and the other offices.
What about on the neighbor islands? Because I think there's a move to kind of limit terms there as well.
Yeah, that's a common theme around the neighbor islands is term limits, and that's a citizen revolt kind of a thing. It's, hey, wait a minute, we don't want you guys to be in there forever. And, you know, it's a deprofessionalizing of the political class by imposing term limits or insisting on term limits. I mean, even though many offices already have it, that's kind of a symbol of people wanting to you know, change the faces every so often.
Right, don't get too comfortable in that
seat. Don't get too comfortable, yeah. And don't forget, we have a mayor's race on the Big Island too, with Mitch Roth and
Ikaika Marzo.
Yeah, Ikaika Marzo, who's very popular, but I think Roth seems to have the upper hand there.
Right, and then on the ballot initiatives on Maui, some really interesting questions.
You know, the one that's on agriculture, shall there be a Department of Agriculture? I think what that is a lot of the people on the Maui Council were kind of driven by the GMO issue. And I think their hope and belief is that if you have a separate Department of Agriculture, it won't just support agriculture in general, but will support agriculture that is non-GMO. And I think that's what you're going to see if that thing passes. There's a strong advocate within the bureaucracy against genetically modified crops.
The one thing that I thought was interesting is the move to try and have the council have some power as to who gets named as managing director.
Well, that's a classic power struggle thing. If that thing passes, there's basically two mayors. And one mayor is elected by the people, and the other mayor is chosen in cooperation with the mayor, the elected mayor, but also with a strong influence of the council on it. So they have their own man there appointing department heads and making decisions. So that's a power grab by the council.
Right, that could get messy. And we'll just have to see what happens come November 3rd.
Well, we will see.
All right, well, thanks
so much. Or November 4th or 5th or 6th, depending when the ballots are all counted.
All right, thanks so much, Jerry.
Okay, take care.
We've been talking to Jerry Burris, former political reporter and editorial page editor for the Honolulu Advertiser and a former staff writer for Hawaii Business Magazine.